This is called progressions that indicate that you can use either the minor or major pentatonic to solo on, or both, interchange between the two of them. All right. First, we see a picture of a whiteboard that I used in a lesson. It's summarized as follows. When you have a major chord, which it says G and then triangle 7 on the top left under chord, the chord tones are, the intervals are 1, 3, 5, 7. The scale that goes with that is a major scale. So to the right it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those would be the intervals. And then the pentatonic you would use would be 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, which is the major pentatonic. In other words, if you're in G major, the chord is either G or G major 7. The chord tones are 1, 3, 5, 7. The scale you can use over that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. And the major pentatonic you would use there is 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8. Right? And then let's skip down to the bottom left, the one in red. It says G minor 7. The chord tones are 1, flat 3, 5, flat 7. The scale you use there is an Aeolian or a pure minor scale, 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, flat 7, 1, to fit G minor. And then the type of pentatonic you would use would be the minor pentatonic. So the bottom right in red, it says 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. You use all that over a minor. And that's just all background information, because in neither of those situations can you mix majors and minors. The minor is going to sound terrible if you play it over major, a major chord, in a major chord over like a G major 7. If you play a G minor pentatonic, it's going to sound bad. And over a G minor 7, a major pentatonic is going to sound bad. In the middle is the what we call the dominant or seventh chord type of scenario. If you have a G7 chord, because the seventh is flat, notice the chord tones in blue say 1, 3, 5, flat 7. Because the 7 is flat, it implies a kind of a bluesy nature to it, and you can use minor or major pentatonic. Just listen to what it sounds like. If you have G7 and you play G major pentatonic, sounds fine. If you have a G minor pentatonic, that sounds fine too. The real fun starts is when that was just both scales. However you put them together is defines you as a player. But this middle ground, this dominant chord harmonic backdrop, is the ideal situation in which you can mix minor and major pentatonics. However, as we're going to get to in the next files taught live in a class, sometimes, most songs aren't just one chord. They're, a series of chords. You have to be able to see into the chord progression to know, okay, is this in the major category or the minor category or the in-between dominant category? And all the examples that are taught in the class are in the dominant category, even though they may not look like it. All right, so keep on listening and play along as you listen.